Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Kind of a chilly afternoon here today. It really is.
Indeed.
Misleading, if you will say, because it looks so pretty with the sun up at all. It didn't look as cold as it was. Step outside, different story to be told. The storm, yes, will be coming in sometime midday tomorrow, they're saying, between 12 and 2:30. Okay, we know FDOT has snow plows, salt spreaders there for use and ready to go in northwest Florida. But how is our airport situation looking? Better than none to speak to Matt Coughlin, executive director of the airport, and he joins us this afternoon. Matt, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing, Chris and Austin? How are you doing?
Listen, we're doing great. Thank you for sharing a few minutes of your time. Are we starting to see any of the I know it's not so much Pensacola as a problem source, but usually the hub locations are the problems either getting in or out of Pensacola. Having any problems this afternoon already?
No, not too many issues. We've got a few delays, but I think where you're really going to start seeing it is tomorrow morning. So we're already getting calls now from some of the airlines. And what I tell people is if you schedule to fly out tomorrow or even fly in, just call your airline or hopefully you'll be getting the notifications via text anyway if you're signed up for that. And that's really the best way to figure out status on a flight.
Matt, as I've told you before, I monitor your flight board every afternoon, try to update people maybe having to pick somebody up over at the airport, things like that, are giving them a time. And the best advice is, and you just said that, contact your air carrier. That will be the most information. Any of the hubs that has been a problem child for you? I noticed past couple of days with this winter front moving through the north, it looked like Charlotte was a little been a problem for us.
Sure. And you know, as weather goes through, it'll hit one then the next. So you know, west to east, you'll see it coming from Dallas, then maybe Atlanta, Charlotte, and even up in your northeast quarter, DC, we start to see some issues too.
We don't have any icing problems here with the aircraft, do we?
Well, we still de-ice aircraft oftentimes.
Okay.
Really, that's a carrier decision, and a lot of it's based on weather. So if there's visible moisture on the aircraft a lot, freezing moisture, like it's a real cold morning, they may de-ice the aircraft. The other thing, depending on what they're going to be flying through when they depart here, is oftentimes they'll spray the aircraft down just prior. So we do have that capacity here for the aircraft themselves, and they do employ that quite a bit.
You know, we were teasing the fact this afternoon that you were going to join us on the show today. Did get a text in earlier. They were asking me, and maybe you have some information about this, but what's the future of Spirit Airlines here in Pensacola?
Well, it's funny you bring that up. They love this market. They're doing rather well. They've added four destinations this spring. And so if you think about that for a second, you know, obviously you've seen the financial issues they're going through.
Right.
But they're putting more of their assets towards Pensacola, which we're certainly going to welcome. And I'm glad to see it, too, because, you know, if they believe in this market, that's a good financial decision on their part. And given their current situation, we're happy for them, and we love that service. So
I know Delta stepped up, too, coming up this spring, adding new flights. Was it? I think it was Detroit, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're going to have nonstop to Detroit. And as you're aware, you know, years past, everything went to Atlanta.
Yeah, right.
And we're starting to see airlines like Delta that were really centered on that hub and spoke type system, and everything for us was through Atlanta.
Right.
But when you see them starting to go to like places like Detroit, that's a real good sign for us, and we're real happy about that. They also have that nonstop up to LaGuardia, and so yeah, I mean, good news, and it's great for our community and their travel choices. So
How much of a chance do the carriers take? I know some carriers will fly into not the main airport, a secondary airport there. What's their thought and their rationale in doing that?
In particular, you have an airline.
I'll give you an example. Orlando McCoy International down there, and then they have Sanford Airport. Some of the carriers go into. So right. Why do airlines, do they have to pay less for going into airports like that, landing fees, things like that?
You know, oftentimes that's in their calculus to figure out where they want to go. So cost is definitely a big driver. And not only that, you know, sometimes it's just easier for them to operate out of a facility like that. And you're seeing it with airlines like Breeze, for instance, mm-hmm. or Avelo. They'll go into these smaller markets that are very, geographically speaking, close to the larger markets. And if you think about the Northeast, I think Avelo flies into New Haven, right. You know, both between Bradley and Hartford, but New York, the big New York market. So, you know, they pick and choose. They may get a deal there, and they go for it. And oftentimes it's a good choice, and it works out for them.
So, Matt, the airport's in good shape for tomorrow's weather, right?
It is, until it snows. most of your airports south of a certain latitude, we do not have what they call a snow and ice control program, mm-hmm. Just because we never really employ one, like some of your bigger airports up north. So we're kind of hostage to the weather. So what we do is we'll go out tomorrow as it starts to snow, and we actually take friction readings on the runway. And we announce that through what they call the Notice to Airmen program. It's notices that go system-wide to everywhere. And so that lets all the airlines and anyone that might be planning to fly in here what the actual friction is on the runway at any given time. So once that gets to a certain level and it's not safe anymore, operations will pretty much cease. Some of the airlines, as I speak right now, are calling in preemptively. So again, back to my original comments, it's probably best to really contact your airlines and see what they plan on doing.
I think we'll leave it at that. Matt Coughlin, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it.
Awesome. You have a great night.
You as well, sir.
Be safe and stay warm.
Have a great airport day tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye now.
Matt Coughlin, Executive Director, Pensacola International, spending some time with us today, kind of going over some various topics here about the situation for can they de-ice the aircraft, get ready for snow-type weather, how Pensacola is positioned for that. You probably learned a lot there. I know I did.
Absolutely.
Always great hearing from Matt.
Oh, well, for sure. And because we've had him on the show before, and he's a good guest to have. Just about 5:21 here. We'll take a quick break. First, I'll get you a very quick check of the roads and weather, brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads, very minor congestion here and there, nothing crazy. 40 degrees right now, wind chill, feeling like 35. Tonight's low is going to be 27. Tomorrow, we've got our wintry mix with some chances of snow. How many inches? I don't know. But high of 33, low of 20, and then Wednesday we will be back to sunny, clear skies. But when we return, we'll also be giving away a pair of tickets. Gave away a pair of tickets last hour, but this upcoming pair is to something a little bit different. Details on what that is and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
The Bible records a conversation between Jesus and Peter in which Jesus asks Peter three times, "Lovest thou me?" And three times Peter responds with, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." Interestingly, after each exchange, Jesus called Peter not just to declare his love with his words, but Jesus wanted Peter to demonstrate his love with his actions. Jesus is essentially saying, don't talk about it, be about it. When you read of Peter's life in the book of Acts, you see a man who, in spite of great physical discomfort, boldly demonstrates his love for Christ. Let us learn from the example of Peter and not just declare our love for Jesus with our lips, but seek opportunities to demonstrate our love for Christ to a world who desperately needs to see bold, loving, and faithful Christians.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Jimmy Patronis failed us, presiding over what Trump called the worst insurance crisis in the country, while his PAC accepted millions from the insurance industry.
Petronas's campaign is even being funded by the liberal anti-Trump group Americans for Prosperity.
Like Donald Trump and Elon Musk, I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman. I'm the only candidate with the outsider experience to make it happen.
I'm Gene Valentino, and I approve this message.
Republican for Congress, District 1.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Petronas, Florida's Chief Financial Officer. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January 28th, paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Billy Joel, Chris Bryan, and Austin Price. There's a trio for you.
Yeah. One of them's not like the other.
Okay. 527. Hope you're having a great Martin Luther King Jr. Day today. Yes, it was a chilly one. That's for sure. And a chilly day for Inauguration Day up in Washington for millions of Americans. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the details in this Fox Weather Report.
Dangerous cold is blasting much of the U.S., including the Deep South, the Gulf Coast, and Southeast. which is setting the stage for a rare, significant winter storm, bringing heavy snow, sleet, and freezing rain to the region, which will cause many problems for an area not used to these types of conditions. A storm system across the Northeast is exiting the coast, bitter wind chills settling in behind the wintry weather, and extremely critical fire danger has returned to Southern California, bringing strong winds, low humidity, and dry conditions over the next few days. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:28 here. Since you just mentioned weather, we'll get into that. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Tire Trust Incorporated, your full-service auto shop and tire dealer. Downtown Pensacola at Gregory and Balin is where you can find them. Put your trust in Tire Trust. Looking at the weather here, 40 degrees, low of 27 tonight. Tomorrow going to be that snow chance, and it's actually going to get pretty high. A high of 33, low of 20, and then Wednesday will be clearer skies, but still pretty cold. As for the roads, not too much going on here, just some minor congestion here and there. And Chris, while I'm talking your ear off, I actually do have a pair of tickets to give away to Pensacola Little Theater's presentation of Short Attention Span.
Nice.
This is from January 24th to February 2nd. Step right up to the spotlight, folks. Short Attention Span Theater is back by popular demand, lighting up the stage again for another unforgettable performance at Pensacola Little Theater. So text in to 850-437-1620. This is the way we used to do it. Short attention span. Just do that. Just the name of it. Text that in, 850-437-1620. If you're the first person to do it, you get those pair of tickets.
Okay.
Keep it simple.
All right. President Trump's first wave of executive orders included defending sexes and ending diversity programs. Christian Goodwin has more on this trending story.
White House officials say President Trump's executive orders terminate federal diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and declare that the U.S. government will only recognize two sexes, male and female.
I return to the presidency confident and optimistic that we are at the start of a thrilling new era of national success.
Speaking during his inauguration address, the orders include directing the State Department and Department of Homeland Security to ensure government documents, including passports and visas, reflect a person's biological sex at birth and prevent federal taxpayer money from being used to fund gender transition services. Both are expected to spark backlash from civil and human rights groups. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:30 here. Fox News break coming up. And typically, when we return from the Fox News break, we touch on some sports stories for you. So I will hit one very quickly here. The stage is set for the College Football Playoff National Championship. Number 7, Notre Dame, taking on number 8, Ohio State, in the national title game later on today. It's going to be going on at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Kickoff at 6:30. That's in exactly an hour. I've got the Buckeyes, but I want the Irish. Chris, you want the Irish, but you actually think they are going to win.
I actually do, but I don't care. I'm like, an LSU guy.
At the end of the day, who cares?
Is LSU really playing? That's the question.
No.
Are the Tigers playing football tonight?
I'm John Saucier. President Donald Trump marking his return to the White House after being officially sworn in as the 47th president, delivering his inaugural speech and doing a ceremonial signing, making this claim as he shapes his foreign policy agenda.
We are going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
Well, President Trump promising sweeping reforms right away with executive orders lined up for fossil fuel drilling, the economy, and immigration, among other issues. America is celebrating civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer honoring Dr. King's legacy.
Sometimes progress rushes forth like a mighty stream. Other times it may feel as if progress flows in reverse and moves backward. Either way, Dr. King's hopeful message is the same. No matter the odds, we shall overcome.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Microsoft is adding AI tools to its consumer Microsoft 365 bundle and bumping up the price in the U.S. for the first time since introducing subscriptions 12 years ago. The tech giant says it's bringing its Copilot AI assistant into the Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, and OneNote applications for consumers who have the entire Microsoft suite. Microsoft 365 Personal will now cost $9.99 a month and $99.99 a year, up from $6.99 a month and $69.99 a year. Microsoft has over 84 million consumer subscribers to Microsoft 365. Celsius Holdings is agreeing to pay a $3 million civil fine to resolve charges it improperly accounted for stock-based awards, according to the SEC. The agency contends Celsius mishandled its 2021 accounting for stock-based compensation. The markets are closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay, get the GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay, get the GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Most of the times we either blame a coach or quarterback for not winning a game. And yes, John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson aren't blame-free, but the biggest person to blame for the Ravens not defeating the Bills was Mark Andrews. The usually reliable tight end was the antithesis of that on Sunday, coughing up the ball down 5 points in the fourth quarter, and then dropping a wide-open 2-point conversion that would have tied up the game with a little over 90 seconds remaining in regulation. I'm Zach Gelb.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
Are you really that different than the rest of us?
We are. As a fiduciary, we always focus on what's best for our clients.
What services do you offer besides investing?
We have a team of specialists in financial planning, estate planning, and more.
Your clients rely on you for all that?
Yes. We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Okay, but you still sell commission-based products, right?
No, because we believe that's a conflict of interest. We prioritize service over sales goals.
So, then how do your fees work?
We have a simple and transparent fee that's a percentage of our clients' portfolios. So we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, we're more different than I thought.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
President Trump wants to cut $2 trillion from the federal budget, and I have the plan that gets him there. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. We have over 3 million federal employees. I will propose to cut them in half. This reduction will save $150 billion on salaries and an additional $150 billion in benefits. We need to cut off the cash payments to illegals, and they will self-deport. I will propose Medicare reform, regulation cuts, and repealing the Davis-Bacon Act. With a background in finance, I know how to fix Washington and get the $2 trillion in cuts. We live in the most military district in America. I served over 2 decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and Air Force B-1 pilot, with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's critical we send a combat-tested leader to Washington who understands the needs of our service members and retirees, and no one in this race has more military experience than me. Fact is, we have the plan, but we need the will. Send me to Washington, and not only will the people want it, they will demand it. It's time to send the Alpha to Washington. It's time to put Merck to work. I'm Greg Merk, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merk for Congress.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
It's Customer Appreciation Month at Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola, with special sale pricing on selected Bernina and Burnett machines through January 21st, and free online classes with the purchase of a Baby Lock machine through January 28th. Daryl's is the largest sewing machine dealer in the area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus furniture, fabrics, and various craft supplies. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess, or online at sewingintensacola.com.
Join Dawn and Dr. Burchard from Ochsner Navant Health 65 Plus Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, where they will be discussing the importance of annual visits with the Ochsner Navant Health 65 Plus care model. Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to call or text in your questions at 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Three Pensacola Right Now, Fleetwood Mac from the Rumors album. Great album. Absolutely set on the top of the charts for almost a year. 52 weeks that album was scorching. This had to be back in 76, 78, something like that.
76
something,
right?
Between them and Peter Frampton, I Mean You, those two albums were going back and forth back in those times. But yeah, good Fleetwood Mac track there. I hope you're having a great Monday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. Big night tonight. Yes, the first champion of the 12-game college football playoff will be crowned tonight. This is culminating. Can you believe it's over? I mean, we started this back in September. Was it
August?
September? August.
Yeah, college football starts in August.
Jeez.
It's a darn shame.
Long time. Anyway, Joe Morgan has the details for you.
The winner of Monday night's college football national championship game in Atlanta will have earned it. Either 8th-seeded Ohio State or 7th-seeded Notre Dame will become the first team to win the 12-team playoff, with the two schools squaring off in their 16th game of the year at 7:30 Eastern. Notre Dame is looking to bring a football championship back to South Bend for the first time since 1988, while Ohio State is trying to snap a title drought that dates back to 2014. The two storied programs last faced off in 2023, when the Buckeyes scored a touchdown with 1 second left to beat Notre Dame on the road. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, two storied programs there historically. And honestly, I think they are living proof as to why a playoff in college football can be really fun when it comes to upsets. But also some of these teams saying, you know, oh, well, I don't want to see those guys, or I just want to see what I think are going to be the best games and blah, blah, blah. Ohio State was not expected. Some people didn't even expect them to get past the first round. They've dominated their way to this point. Notre Dame lost to a MAC school and everyone gave up on them. I was one of many, but look at where they are now. So I think this is two very great stories for these programs here.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty good night for college football and for football, just as a matter of fact. I'm looking forward to this immensely this evening. NFL's championship Sunday matchups are all set to go. Tim McCaster tells us who will play for a spot in Super Bowl.
It'll be Bills and Chiefs again in the AFC Championship. Buffalo forced three Ravens turnovers and stopped a two-point conversion late to win 27-25 Sunday night. The Bills beat the Chiefs back in November, but have seen three of their last four seasons end with playoff losses to Kansas City. In the NFC, Saquon Barkley rushed for 205 yards and two scores, and the Eagles held off a late Rams rally to win 28-22. They'll host the Commanders in next week's NFC Championship game. The two teams split their two regular season meetings. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Yeah, you know, since we were talking about the results of both Bills and Lions games there, I do want to say, Chris, that I was telling you this during commercial break. I think the Lions are playing some of the best football we've seen them play in modern NFL history. The problem is, I think we are going in a direction where we could look back on these days as a Lions fan. You could look back on them as some of their darkest. And the reason I say that is because think about when the Bills made four straight Super Bowls in the 90s. That was complete dominance that was unprecedented in the AFC. But now we see that as a punchline because they didn't win any of them.
I'm just glad that Detroit wins on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, yeah. But see, that's the thing. The Lions were doing the Lions have been doing so good, and they blew I think it was a 17-point lead in the NFC title game last year. They had injuries hurt them in this game. And they have now lost their offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, it seems, to the Chicago Bears. So it's just a shame if they missed their window. They're going to look back at what was such a fun era of their franchise and be like, dang, what could have been?
And we've had a pretty exciting show today. Of course, earlier we started it off with PPD officer Greg Gordon talking about Pensacola Police's plans and actions really being put in place tonight through the weather event we're getting ready to have tomorrow. We spoke to Matt Coughlin about airport operations, how that's going to work out with the precip. And we even had a great conversation with Chief Richard Hawthorne from the Gulf Breeze Police Department. You know, they're sandwiched in between two bridges. And how does that affect the way they operate and their officers operate?
Right.
So anyway, we had some great discussion with those, but still, what do they say? The best is held for last or so?
Save the best for last.
Scotland Williams.
Yeah, she's coming
she's
up
no
in just
familiar,
a couple minutes.
Listen, you're out there listening to me. You're going, you know who I'm talking about. If you were here during the hurricanes, she was our voice on the ground from Pensacola down working in Central and South Florida. We're going to talk to Scotland in less than 5 minutes. We're going to talk about the weather situation and how Escambia County is preparing to handle the weather for tomorrow.
All righty, yeah, we'll get a hold of her in just a couple minutes. But right now, I'll tell you about Coca-Cola debuting a custom Diet Coke bottle for Trump's presidential inauguration. The company posted a photo of Trump holding the commemorative bottle last week. Custom Coke bottles have been previously given to presidents for their inauguration, but this is the first Diet Coke commemorative bottle to be made. Coca-Cola says the tradition spans 20 years, and Trump is known to be a Diet Coke drinker. Man, I'd go beyond that. I'd say a Diet Coke lover.
I wonder if he is a Diet Coke investor.
I'm not sure.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, lead vocal. We were talking about music in Fleetwood Mac a few minutes ago here. The lead vocalist of the pop band, the 1975, is rumored to react to Taylor Swift in a brand new album. This should be very exciting. Lillian Wu has an explanation on this trending story.
English musician Matty Healy could be getting ready to get everything off his chest about his turbulent relationship with Taylor Swift, who he briefly dated in 2023. British tabloid The Sun reporting Healy would break his silence in the next album from his band 1975, with the title track God Has Entered My Body. An alleged lyric in the song is, "Keep your head up, princess, your tiara is falling." This after reports that Swift blindsided him by appearing to reference their romance in her latest album, Healy responding to a post on Reddit, which shared a portion of that Sun report, writing, "Huge if true." Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Okay, 545 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and along with Austin Price. Very interesting day today as the community is preparing for this, I guess, ice, sleet, maybe snow type of event, weather event happening tomorrow midday, going to the source of real knowledge of what's happening out there, especially with Escambia County. Escambia County's meteorologist and EOC representative Scotland Williams joining us tonight. Hey, Scotland, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
We're doing pretty darn good. Last time we talked to you, you were in the middle of a tent down in somewhere in Florida during the hurricane. Boy, those
were
some.
Last time we were talking about hurricanes, now we're talking about snow.
It is absolutely kind of nuts. You are even commanding the Bay Center operations down there for something that was going on during one of the storms. What was that?
Yeah, we opened up a host shelter for evacuees from Hurricane Milton.
So you got a plethora of information from all, I call it the diversity effect. You're covering all elements here. So let me just, first of all, jump right in. EOC had a meeting this afternoon. What came out of that meeting?
So from that meeting, we met with the National Weather Service, and we've had meetings with them since Friday every single day, and we've gotten updates from the forecast. And then after that meeting, we hang up with that call, and we meet internally with our EOC partners, Emergency Operations Center partners, to know what all operations we all have going on and what we're doing to take precautions and prepare for what's to come.
Gotcha. And now, how much, I know you do elevated levels over the EOC. Are you at any level what now? Are you just in a monitoring mode, or what's the status?
Yeah, so level three is what we're always at every single day, and that's okay. Just constant monitoring. Mm-hmm. But tomorrow we will go to level two, and a few people will be in at the EOC to monitor what's going on, but we're always monitoring anyway. But we do have some upstaffing happening within public safety, within dispatch and EMS and fire and all of that. And public works, they've also taken precautions as well. So we always have a plan of what we're going to do. And that's why we met as early as Friday to talk about what we're going to do, even though it was days out from the event. And we knew that the forecast could and would change because we were expecting more freezing rain. Now we're expecting mostly snow. And I know you may ask some questions and we'll get into all of that. But for public works, they've sanded overpasses and bridges, and they're working coordination with Florida Department of Transportation as well.
You know, Skyland, I learned something by this event. I did not realize that FDOT had snowplows. I thought this is...
I know.
This is something.
Now, they don't have as many as the Department of Transportation entities north of here, but yeah, we do have some.
So tell me, who's trained to operate those snowplows? I mean, where do you find somebody that has on their resume snowplows?
You know, I don't know where those employees came from unless, you know, we have a lot of people who live in Florida that move from up north to escape
right.
the cold.
Right.
So it could be, you know, people who moved from up north and now they have to put into action what they used to do there, and they're doing it just here in Florida. It could be that. I have no idea, actually.
So what's the plan? Are y'all going to deploy extra staffing on the highways or monitor the highways? Well, where does that go from here?
So we've taken precautions already, but we are asking citizens to stay off of the roadways. We are upstaffing within public safety just for extra precautions that we can take. Now, if Department of Transportation or SHP, you know, want to put out extra personnel, that is certainly up to them. But county roads have been, like I said, they've had sand on them as well. So we've done what we can do, but the snow is coming. The mm-hmm. cold is already here, as we can all feel when you walk outside. But we're kind of just at a wait and see right now. We're expecting historical snowfall amounts. Our record is 3 inches. And that record was set in 1895. So with what we're looking at, 2 to 4 inches, I think we might break that 3-inch record. So we're asking people stay indoors if you do not have to go out, because then that will allow even the extra personnel we have staffed up. They don't have to come out and help you or save you from whatever predicament you may get into if you're trying to drive on these roads, because you know, we're just not used to that.
Okay, we're talking to Skyland Williams from Escambia County, meteorologist at Escambia County, and also part of the EIC representative in programming over there. Okay, here's a question for you. You know those little pickup trucks you see out on the freeway, the Road Rangers? Do you know if they're going to be what schedule they're going to be operating, or will they be operational during the event?
So I do not know schedules for Department of Transportation, things like that. I just know more county personnel and what we've done internally. But of course, like I said, our public works department works directly with FDOT. So they would know those answers. However, we do have that partnership. So everything has already been talked about and they know that. I just don't have those exact answers.
Just got a text here a second ago and asking Escambia County, will they sand the bridges across the area in advance of the anticipated winter tomorrow?
Yes, so that has happened, yes.
So you've already taken care of it. You've already crossed all your I's and dotted your T's, haven't you?
We have, because I'll go over a little bit of the forecast, which hasn't changed too much. If any of you have seen my latest update on Facebook, it's on the Escambia County Emergency Management page. That's where we're doing all of our weather mm-hmm. updates. But as I said, the dangerous cold, it's already here. windchill values in the teens and single digits. Now, tomorrow, when is the winter weather going to start? That probably is a big question that everyone is wondering. So as early as 9 a.m. for Escambia County, but our main time frame, what we're looking at, is about noon to 3 p.m. for the heaviest of the snow and the most accumulation to occur. And then beyond that, into the evening hours, we could start to see a little bit of a mix. When we say a wintry mix, that could be snow mixed with freezing rain, mixed with sleet. But because it's already cold, any accumulation is going to cause major impact. And a rare thing that you may not even think would be possible, the north end of the county is actually potentially going to receive less accumulation than the southern end of the county. And that just is because of where the snow line, it's a meteorological term, it's just where the snow line is going to set up. So we're expecting more snowfall accumulation to the south, but as I said, any accumulation is going to cause major impact. So that's why we can't let our guard down, even for the folks that live up on the north end of the county.
Okay, Skyland Staffing, Eric Gilmore, does he have you guys assigned for tomorrow? Or is it a snow day and day off for you tomorrow?
So county offices are closed for Tuesday and Wednesday, as well as Escambia County schools. However, emergency management, we're 24/7, so we're always monitoring. We're always, and of course, I'm a meteorologist, so whether I had to work or not, I would be watching, of course. So this is my thing. I'm actually excited for the snow. I know some people aren't, but I'm excited for the snow. So yes, we will be working. We will be monitoring. But we will do that, you know, from the emergency operations center, so we really don't have to get out in it too much. And again, we don't want anyone else to get out in it. We want people to stay home and enjoy it. We don't get it here often, so
stay home
and play in it.
Austin and I will be here manning the fort, and maybe we'll try to make contact with you to see how things are going tomorrow.
No.
Okay. Skyland Williams, Scambia County, meteorologist for the county, and also she works through the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center, over there, and we will check back in with her. Always giving us superior reports, no matter where she is, Hurricane Milton or Helene or wherever. Now the snow, she's right on top of it.
All righty. So just about 5:54 here. So what I'm actually going to go ahead and do is get us another quick check of the roads and weather before we go to break, since it's knocking on the door at 5:55. Let's see. Not too much going on from what I can see on the roads. That's how it's been for the bulk of this afternoon. And then we've got 40 degrees right now. Wind chill feeling like 35, low of 27 tonight. And as you heard for tomorrow, a lot of pretty high snow chances, high of 33, low of 20. And then Wednesday, hopefully, we'll get back to some just normal clear skies. When we return, we got some more frivolous last-minute stuff here to round out hour number two of Pensacola Right Now.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Since 1988, Volkswagen drivers have come to Piedmore Imports on New Warrington Road for the distinctive style, innovative design, and value of VW offers. This year, the tradition continues with the all-electric ID. Buzz. This highly anticipated new VW has arrived and is waiting for you to experience today. The ID. Buzz joins the VW lineup, including the family-sized Atlas and the Atlas Cross Sport SUV. Both models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months, or choose a $4,500 discount on the Atlas and $4,000 off the Atlas Cross Sport. And the 2024 Tiguan has 0% financing for 60 months or $3,000 in rebates. They all share VW's distinctive and innovative design, and they're all at Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Discounts are a standalone offer, not to be combined with special APR rate through Volkswagen Financial Services with qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
The song about the man.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. And, Joe Biden departed Washington aboard Air Force One, but I think it was called a Special Mission 546 or some other kind of code. He could no longer be called Air Force One because he was not the president any longer. Anyway,
right.
With that said, they found out that Joe, with just minutes left in his presidency, the outgoing president pardoned all of his family members. Eben Brown has the report.
In his final hour in office, President Joe Biden has issued pardons for members of his family, such as his brother Francis, his brother James and his wife Sarah, his sister Valerie Biden Owens, and her husband John. The outgoing president insists they've done nothing wrong, but believes they could be targeted with political prosecutions. The 46th president previously pardoned his son Hunter for federal gun and tax evasion convictions, but also preemptively for a period covering a decade. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Man, and here I was right before break saying we had more frivolous topics. Next thing we know, we got Biden pardoning his family.
I mean, does that mean, is he already convinced that they're guilty and he wants to protect them?
I guess it's just a better be safe than sorry move. Either that or he knows something we don't. I don't know. The movie The Brutalist.
We know it's going to snow.
We do know that?
Yes, we do.
The movie The Brutalist, by the way, is receiving backlash after admitting to using AI in the film.
Yeah, brutal reviews get it.
Ah, you dog. The film's editor revealed in an interview with the tech magazine Red Shark News that they used AI tools from ReSpeecher to improve the authenticity of the Hungarian dialogue of stars Adrian Brody and Felicity Jones. The editor said that certain words were difficult to speak, leading to the voices being recorded into the AI software. The AI was also used in the film's final sequence to create a series of architectural drawings and finished buildings.
As we go into high tech, Meta is introducing a new editing app for users. Lillian Wu has more on this.
As TikTok grapples with its federal ban dilemma restoring service Sunday, competitor Meta drops a surprise announcement about its upcoming new video editing app, which many reports say is similar to CapCut from ByteDance, which is TikTok's parent company. In the post on Threads by Instagram, CEO Adam Mosseri, showcasing its upcoming app called Edits, saying creators could use Edits to work on videos and post them to any platform they wanted, not just Instagram. He says people can pre-order Edits in the Apple App Store and that the app would be available for Android in February. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
95.3 and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
At 6, starts now.